I mean, that's something we can't play, obviously, on the radio, but you guys can hear it on Facebook, and we'll put it up on the website. And the other thing is, we were asking names, and it said Robert. Mm-hmm. And,
twice.
And then also it showed up on the ovulus.
Twice.
We did. We went through our log on the ovulus because we're able to keep, and this makes random generated words based on atmospheric conditions. So it just depends. Sometimes it could just be random. Other times it's interesting. But it said Robert twice in the night. We looked through the log today, and it actually said Robert twice. So yeah, that's really interesting. And I actually want to preface that going back a little bit again to another Grizzleween that we did a few years ago when we did Woodland Cemetery in town. We were all sitting in the mausoleum, and we had a guy that was from, I don't know, England, Scotland, somewhere, Scotland, and he was on our team at the time, and he actually was talking and having conversation with the guys about if it's called football or soccer.
Oh, really?
And it literally pops up with football on the screen while we were having that discussion.
So it was contributing.
It was contributing to the conversation. So again, that's another one of those cool clarifications that sometimes it does work.
Right, and in that same investigation he's talking about, we actually had some background music playing in the mausoleum of some bagpipes, and it actually came up on novelists and said bagpipes. So, you know, what are the odds of that?
It's very small. It really is.
Right.
2,000 words at least.
When you see random words, you know, you just kind of like,
and it
kind of
is relevant. Because I know you had said, because when you first grabbed it, it started talking like crazy, and you said, well, you have to set it down because it can
go off of you. Yeah.
Because it said some interesting words, like it said slain, it said, you know, murder,
homicide.
Yeah. And so all that came up. So when we set it down, it was a different story, which was interesting. And then Chris says to me, hey, Heather, we're going to put you in isolation. And I was okay with that. And it was weird because I was explaining this to my mother, because as I was sitting up there after you had left and I had the equipment and I turned off my headlight and everything, I'm picturing my mom watching this footage that we're going to have up of me sitting there and her going, what the hell is wrong with you and why are you not scared? I wasn't scared. And that was the thing, is I was very calm because I didn't feel like anything was threatening me. You know, maybe if I was Bobby, I would have felt differently, because when you went up there, you got something thrown at you again, so we thought the rock person from the barn
had
rizzed past your head.
When I went and put up the 360 motion detector,
before I even went up there.
Exactly, something went sailing over my head and it was a rock again, so I'm not sure what Robert has against me, but...
You and Rocky, I mean, me and Chris are clear.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
But when we were up there, I mean, it was kind of a sensory deprivation kind of thing, which was cool, but I just kept thinking my heart was going to be racing, and it wasn't. And it was weird how calm it was. And I was talking, you know, like I do for a living. And I heard shuffling and stuff. And then I swear, and it was pretty far into it. I mean, I've been there for a while, and the camera was doing weird things. And then I was kind of just getting distracted. And I thought I heard someone say, Mama. Like a question, not like Mama. It was like, Mama? And then it never happened again. But it was weird. Because then I got super cold when I had really kind of ignored the cold. But after that happened, I don't know if that part was the holy crap. Did I just hear that? Was it something? And then we had a cat that somehow
got into the building.
Is that a ghost cat?
Well, because you guys saw it on the DVR, because everything was lit up with the DVR. So wherever you would go, even when we were outside warming up the cars and stuff like that, there was footage being shown. And then you even said that the cat kind of popped up.
We had a cat timeout.